You're tuned to What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bockett, sitting in for Scott Hannon, along with Todd Mitchell. You can get a hold of us, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. A couple phone calls from last hour we'll get to in just a few moments. Then Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, we'll talk to him coming up in just a few minutes. This portion of the program is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's going to be one of the topics we're going to discuss with Ron Ness, the hiring blitz. It's spring's coming, and that means people are going to be getting back to work out in the oil patch. We'll talk about that coming up as well. Charles in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Well, I didn't get a chance to listen to everything, but I thought it was interesting that the tax commissioner, Rudolph, failed to tell you folks that during the Measure 2 issue, they were out distorting numbers of how they were going to have to raise other revenues to compensate for the loss of $800 million in property tax revenue, when in fact we grew the government in this last legislative session five times what it would have cost to eliminate the property tax. So we have a governor out there who's actually spending and growing government greater than at the rate of what the total revenue of eliminating a property tax would have been. So
Charles,
we now have the problem.
Charles, on the point of growing government, have you looked into the extent, at least temporarily, government would have to be grown to eliminate the property tax? Just from the standpoint of rewriting all that legislation, going through the Century Code and eliminating the property tax, that's a daunting job, Charles.
It's no different than what the governor's committee is doing right now. They're actually going through all the different statutes that have mills. They're doing the same thing right now. It's not growing government. They're eliminating things that aren't even being used for mill taxes, correct?
Well, you're right to a certain extent there, Charles.
Yeah, it wouldn't grow government. It would actually reduce government. That's what the Beacon Hill study actually said. Because
well, it would grow government for at least in the short term. And by short term, I'm not sure if that would be less than 2 years.
Well, if you talk to the Farm Bureau, they now are figuring out they can't solve the property tax problem with new statutes. The same with the governor. They're not solving the property tax problem. And right now, our schools should not be funded with property tax. It is required by the state to fully fund our schools. It's right in our Constitution. And they have the money in the common schools to do that. And right now, they're giving out all kinds of money through the common schools trust for other things like oil, impact, all kinds of different things are coming out of the school lands. And it may be different accounts, but there's the money there to take care of building all the schools in North Dakota. We do not need to keep going to the property tax owner to do that.
Well, Charles, we've had this discussion before, and we'll have this discussion again, and I agree with you on some points, but I do like that balanced approach when it comes to taxes. I like things in equilibrium, and there's got to be a solution out there that includes not completely eliminating property taxes. So, Charles, thanks for weighing in. Sally in Grand Forks, quickly, what's on your mind today?
Well, I would have to say this. The work that I do puts me in contact with people from across the state. I don't know their names. I don't need to know them. But I have heard from people, and this augments my own sense of logic on this, where other kinds of property or other kinds of taxes, I mean, nobody likes any tax. But there's a certain unfairness about the whole concept of property tax that needs to be thought about. And that is so many people live in homes that don't make them money. They might be very ordinary homes. They might be homes that maybe an older couple lives in that they paid the mortgage off of years ago when they had an income. And now a lot of people in the state, and more so in some areas than in others, are feeling the lash of these taxes because they're unable to come up with the money for the growing tax for a place that's not creating an income. Now, if nobody likes sales tax, but if you have sales tax on certain kinds of items, luxury items, for example,
Yeah, but Sally, what you're talking about, the point you're getting at, Sally, and this is where I would like to see some reform, definitely, especially with what's going on in Western North Dakota and out in the oil patch, is valuations. And that's what I think really needs to be addressed, is the valuations.
But I would also like to talk about the whole concept of property tax. If you're going to have property tax, you have to admit anybody who still owes money on something doesn't own that thing. And if it happens to be his home that he paid a mortgage off on, perhaps paid property tax on for years and years and years, even up to last year, and can't pay this year's tax, you know, at some point, somebody can take that away from him. That means it's not ever been his. So there is a philosophical reason why we shouldn't tax something that somebody already owns. But when you talk about things like the sales tax, nobody likes that very much, but at least you can make the decision, can I afford the tax on this item? If you talk about income tax, the money is coming in with which to pay that tax. When you talk about property tax, you're talking about taxing somebody that's something that somebody has already paid for and is still being come after. It's kind of like a debt that you have to owe the mob or something. And it's not the best way to encourage investment at a time when we need people to invest in building up, let's say, residential property in the state. All it does is punishes those who have that.
Sally, I won't disagree with you, but I think the biggest issue on that is valuations, and there does need to be a balanced approach. Thanks for the phone call, Sally. One more quick phone call, and then we'll hit the break and get to our guest. Sally, or Kevin in South Central North Dakota, what's on your mind today? Kevin, go ahead.
Yes, about taxes. You know, the people in North Dakota, the citizens of North Dakota, we're not dumb and we're not stupid, but sometimes politicians think we are, try and make us be. If they did their due diligence and really gave us tax relief instead of just saying they are and using in hypothetical words, this measure number two would never, ever become an existence. Citizens of North Dakota are just doing this to protect ourselves and to just kind of seek fairness. Like I said, if politicians would do their job, this measure number two would never, ever become an effect.
Kevin, thanks for the phone call. You're tuned to What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken, sitting in with for Scott Hannon, along with Todd Mitchell, joining us on the program. Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. He is the president. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Steve. It's a bit brisk out there yet today.
It's a good thing I can heat my house at a affordable price with what's going on in North Dakota then.
Well, you know, it's certainly a time when we look back at all the issues of storage and all of those things of either propane or natural gas, and you look at the lower prices for the last few years, and all of a sudden you hit a winter like this. It's going to be interesting as you move forward into those markets and whether that you know, that price has a big impact on what happens across the country in terms of natural gas exploration and production, too, as that has slowed a bit as we've gotten into the $2.50 gas price range. But most people think that this is just a blip in the price of that, because there's obviously a supply and demand cyclical issue here. So, but it'd be interesting.
Well, historically, because of the climate, mostly things do slow down in North Dakota every about December, and then start picking back up towards February, doesn't it?
Well, it is, and it's just a function of how much, you know, you have in storage, whether it's how big of a storage tank you have at home or how big of a storage tank the seller, the reseller of those commodities has. So it's an interesting it's an interesting and you know, bad problem to have in the middle of winter when you hit a situation where you can't find propane, you can't find those commodities. And, of course, when you can't find something, that means that the price of getting in them and obtaining them is going to go up. And on the other hand, if you're that vendor, and how much of it do you want to store at higher prices? And you know, on the oil side, which is more of our side, is that stability in prices over the past few years has really allowed the oil and gas industry to kind of stabilize their activities and their plans. But on the natural gas side, I think it's vastly different out in these areas where you have solely natural gas production.
And they do go hand in hand. We'll talk more with Ron Ness when we come back. If you have any questions or comments for Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Todd Mitchell. This is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain? Worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
See, Bakken, Bockett sitting in for Scott Hannon along with Todd Mitchell. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. If you have any questions or comments for our guest, Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, he will take your calls and your questions related to the oil boom. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the oil industry creating thousands of good jobs and careers right here in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Ron, that's about as good a place as any to start. Jobs. You know, what are we looking at for jobs? There's a little bit of a rush right now within the industry. Things slow down as we start getting into that December, January, and then start ramping back up. There's a big crush going on right now. There's a hiring blitz going on within the industry.
There is, and there actually is a lot of hiring going on. But, you know, the thing that we're really beginning to see is the hiring's not just out in what we think the oil patch. And, of course, the actual area of activity, I think, is shrinking. When you look at Montreal and McKenzie County today, produce more oil than the state of Alaska or the state of California. And you're really beginning to see the companies move into those areas where the production is just the absolute best. They're trying to figure out the well density in those areas. So the industry movements have begun to, again, settle down another level. But you've got all this construction and all this building and the road maintenance and the road activities. But what I'm seeing across the state is more and more companies are moving to Bismarck, setting up offices here, providing services out of Bismarck. Of course, all of your western communities have a tremendous need for ongoing need for workers, and what they're really trying to focus on now is those single-family houses. I think that's key as we move forward here to retaining these employees. A lot of people are willing to come here and work. And, of course, as soon as you get into a situation where you've got kids in school or other things, those quality of life issues are huge out there. And they want to retain those families and get those people to live here rather than commute in and out. I think that's going to be a big push that you'll see. But when you talk to people across the state, and you know you've got 700-800 people up in Grand Forks today at an event, and
that's one of the things with Grand Forks too. That's a community that gets it. I mean, look, all there's over 110 businesses that cater to what's going on in the oil patch in western North Dakota out of Grand Forks. Grand Forks has stepped up and met some of the housing needs, met some of the infrastructure needs, and you know it's part of that. We do things as a state here in North Dakota.
You're right. Grand Forks has really embraced the concept of we're going to be the research center, or we're going to be the technical center for the Bakken. We're going to engage our builders. We're going to do all of those things, and it's proven to be a great model for them, I think, and you've really seen some impact. But you know, when we start talking about the future, last week visiting with executives from across the industry at the highest levels, you know, the drilling plans that they have are 10 to 17 year plans. So that means 10 to 17 years of continued operations, and then you can continue to produce these wells, and technology will get better. As one of them said, great resources just get better. And what they mean by that is we learn more. Every time we go into another well, we learn something. And the data mining that happens in North Dakota because of the great web resources that our Department of Mineral Resources and Industrial Commission have, companies all over the world look at every well every day that they and their competitors are doing, and they're learning from that, and they're getting better and better and better. So when you start talking about careers and entrepreneurial opportunities, I think we're really just starting to hit stride in North Dakota.
From a job perspective, in my mind, I've always looked at some point we're going to get to a tipping point. Have we reached the tipping point where we're going from that exploration phase to that production phase, where the types of jobs from that short term during the exploration phase when the rigs are out there to that long term production, those types of jobs where people are moving to these communities and going to be there for 30 years and have a career, have we reached that point where we've gotten to that tipping point where that job description has changed for a lot of these companies?
I think we've reached the point where the job description changes as you get, you know, as we begin to approach 10,000 wells on the ground, a million barrels a day. Those are every day you got to, you know, wake that oil well up with it and put that oil on, you know, on the pipelines or on the trucks and get it to market and do all of the maintenance things that with that well. So that's a huge part of going forward. But I think affordable housing is really the tipping point that when we will reach that. When you get affordable housing, and I, you know, from my discussions with people in Williston, we're starting to see so many good housing projects. You know, we used to get the big projects from people coming in that wanted to make the big buck fast, but now you're seeing really good quality building projects where the rents are going to be lower, and that will tip over the rest of the rents. So we're beginning to get there. But, you know, we got to look at all of the jobs and people across the state are beginning to look at where's my niche. It might not be behind the wheel of a truck. It might not be in a drilling rig. But, you know, there are salespeople. There are accountants. There are business people. There are all types of goods and services that are needed for this industry. And it's a huge pull from across the region. So got a lot of work to do in that area yet as we begin to grasp and understand the real economic drivers and how far out they reach. And then how do we ensure that we've got the workforce here? And it doesn't have to just be in those four or five western counties.
If you have any questions or comments for Ron Ness, President of North Dakota Petroleum Council, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Ron, I want to tie that back into education. You know, from my perspective, when I bring up that tipping point where the jobs change, when you start looking at it in those terms, and then you go back to education and for that long-term viability of where we need to grow the jobs. And I look at like a Bismarck State College. I look at a Wahpeton, that some of the trade schools around the state that have shifted gears into supplying what the oil industry needs in western North Dakota. There's a window there. There's an opportunity there for a lot of young people to stay in North Dakota. And I think that's where we can tie the oil industry and the energy sector back to education. And then it's a win for everybody.
You're right. The colleges, it has taken the colleges a while to really grasp what the demands are and what the needs are and what their fit is. And certainly colleges like Williston State College and Bismarck State College and Wahpeton, they fill a very special niche, whether it's understanding that, you know, if I train electricians today, they're going to be working in the oil industry. They might be working for Rough Rider Electric, but essentially they're working in the oil industry, and it took a while to get there. And when you talk about the four-year colleges or the other degrees, our encouragement has been don't teach kids about the oil and gas industry. Don't teach them energy. Teach them the basic accounting skills, the basic business skills, the basic communication skills, and then they will find their way in industry, and industry will train them. So, you know, you don't want to pigeonhole kids into a certain energy degree at a four-year college, but unless, of course, you're a petroleum engineer, and the petroleum engineer students, by the way, start at about 110 grand a year with a signing bonus and sometimes a truck. So Grand Forks is, you know, UND has really, that program is growing rapidly. NDSU has a great geology program. Those kids are now, of course, finding their way into the industry. So the colleges are all finding their niche. It takes a while, but now we got to get, you know, the parents to understand, okay, the tremendous opportunities, not just in oil and gas, but all energy, coal, renewables.
And that's the beautiful part of it, too. It's the different levels of jobs from top to bottom that are available here in North Dakota. I'm Steve Bach. I'm sitting in for Scott Hannon along with Todd Mitchell. This is What's in Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
In the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What is it worth to feel good? With a Miracle Chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Sitting in for Scott Hannon along with Todd Mitchell and 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to ask any questions of our guest, Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, taking your calls and answering any questions you may have related to the oil boom this hour. Ron, I want to get into rail safety, of course, an issue that's raised its specter across the country and then recently came to North Dakota. From a safety perspective, pipelines are the safest way to transport the product that we're getting out of North Dakota, shipping Bakken crude. The pipelines are by far, but we don't have that infrastructure in place yet. Where are we at with rail safety? This is a discussion that comes up more frequently than not lately. What are some of the insights that you've got concerning rail safety?
Well, I think certainly we all recognize the rail safety issue is critical, and it's critical for a number of things. A, it has to be safe. But B, because we don't have those pipelines that reaches those markets, what has happened is that we've essentially found this new transportation mode of North Dakota. Historically has always kind of been an island and hard to take in discounts on your products because you can't find good markets for your products. But what's happened is as this Bakken crude has grown and people have understood the quality and the value of it, that these refiners along the coasts have found ways to get here and begin purchasing the crude. So all of a sudden now the shortest route to the coastal is to Vancouver. So you're looking at moving Bakken crude oil to Vancouver, Washington, and then barging it to San Francisco and Southern California or even up to Alaska.
When I first heard about that, whoever thought of shipping Bakken crude, shipping oil to Alaska to get refined, but it pencils out because of the product that we have.
Well, and when you think about it, when you do that, really begin to displace foreign barrels because that's where those foreign barrels, those Middle Eastern barrels of light sweet crude oil, that's what they're after. They want the quality. So whether it's going to Philadelphia or whether it's going to somewhere else on the East Coast, the West Coast, or the Gulf Coast, those refiners are designed for sweet Bakken crude. And all refineries are like cookie recipes. They're all different. They all need a different type of crude oil. But when you think about what that means, that's American energy security. And it also provides a better price for that product until we can get more pipelines in this part of the region. Now, Enbridge is talking about a pipeline, a significant pipeline that would go from the Tioga area through Minot, through Minnesota, into the Duluth area, which then would connect into pipelines in, by pipe, get it to Chicago. Again, getting Bakken crude oil to Chicago by pipe. That is a reliable, safe transport method in which you can get a better price for your product. So I think ultimately more of those pipelines are going to reach better markets. But the crude oil on rail issue is not going away. So what this has done is it's elevated. And, you know, sometimes maybe, you know, unfortunate nobody was hurt. It was in a safe place. The Castleton incident certainly raised this issue to the top of the heap.
These all go back to human error, though.
They do. You know, you look at the Canadian deal, and I've read a detailed report on that deal. There was a fire on that train before the conductor was forced to leave because his hours were up. The train was parked unmanned uphill. You know, just a incredible number of errors. But at the end of the day, you still got to ensure that those trains stay on their tracks and they're as safe as possible. So we're going to see, I think, a lot of discussion about the advancements in the types of rail cars. I'm happy to report that I think, you know, many of our companies are running above and beyond. They were running the more safe cars. But, you know, those cars are traveling with a tremendous amount of force behind a train, and you have to focus on keeping them on the track, whether it's going slower or all of those things. A lot of talk about the volatility of the Bakken crude. You know, there's going to be a lot of analysis done on all of that. But at the end of the day, there's many hazardous things that go into rail cars. And basically, they're all treated the same, whether it's crude oil A or crude oil B. So, but I think that's going to be looked at. So, a lot of discussion and a lot of focus on this has taken place over the last 45 days, and I would expect a lot more.
You know, when you start talking about rail and how that plays into the oil industry, rail's really stepped up and has been a shining partner with the oil industry because it does supply that flexibility, diminishing that discount that we had gotten on our Bakken crude, which we've got the best product in the world. Everybody wants Bakken crude. It was a travesty that we were getting that discount. Rail stepped up and solved that problem.
Absolutely. I was part of a group that wrote a white paper in 2005 saying, yeah, it's not feasible to put oil on crude oil because on rail cars because of the cost of the rail. But you have seen that cost come down, and you know, companies like EOG was kind of the pioneer in this, and Stanley, when they decided we got to get our oil to a better market, they went in, they built that first-class rail facility in Stanley, and since then it has just taken off. We now have 22 rail loading facilities across the state, and so this is a big issue, I think, for everybody, and it's critically important as you look at displacing those foreign barrels, and if you want to ultimately have an impact on the price of gas. You know, the crude oil is a world basket, so you got to begin to affect those foreign markets by displacing their crude oil with American crude oil.
And that's the end game, independence, energy independence in this country.
I believe that's the greatest thing. You know, I've been talking about this lately. When was the last time OPEC met? Who cares?
You know, you talk about legacy. That would be the legacy to leave for future generations, is that this country is energy independent.
Well, and I always say energy security, because energy independent is, you know, I think that's, you know, you're only independent if you refuse to take anything else from anywhere else. But it's an open market world. But when OPEC meets now, they talk about what we're doing in the Bakken or the Eagle Ford. So, there are certainly risks with the things that we have to do abroad to protect our national interests and our, you know, keeping more of our troops at home. That's the ultimately security issue is, you know, we're going to have, anytime you move product, I don't care if it's by pipeline or by rail or by truck, you know, we're going to have spills. We should be measured on how we deal with the spills. Because spills, when you're moving a million barrels of oil a day and a million barrels of other fluids across the Bakken every day, you're going to spill things. I spilled milk this morning all over my counter. I had a pretty controlled milk carton in a bowl, and I spilled milk all over. Well, you know, I cleaned it up. And if it's contained on site, you've done the things you have to do right. It's all part of the discussion, and we're going to discuss that as part of our right-of-way task force here with the landowners as we try and find some ways to get more pipes in the ground. Because ultimately, for communities in North Dakota, more pipes in the ground will reduce the trucks, will reduce the accidents, will encourage more, you know, safe driving, reduce the dust, reduce the congestion in these communities. We need pipes in the ground, but we got to, you know, we got to work with the landowners and find ways to make it happen.
You know, let's shift over to the pipelines being the most equitable, safest way to transport Bakken crude and gas and the resources we have coming out of North Dakota. What's the status of the Keystone, in your opinion? Is it going to get done? Is it a moot point for North Dakota?
Well, I certainly think that most of us are pretty tired of it. I'm sure the people that have promoted the Keystone Pipeline from day one are really tired of it. And they, but, you know, that's another one of those North American energy security. When you move product from Alberta and North Dakota into the Gulf Coast, Houston area, you directly displace Hugo Chavez type oil. It is absolutely Venezuelan oil is that heavy. That heavy Canadian crude is a displacement for that type of oil. So the question becomes in North America and in America's interests, whose oil do we want to use?
And who's our friend?
And who's our friend? And where do those jobs get sourced from for Alberta? And where do those, they all come from America? Those are American companies. Those are Americans building that pipeline. That's what we're talking about. So moving Bakken crude on, we would love to have that opportunity to get more crude oil out via Keystone. You know, at this point, our production is growing where that's just one additional, you know, bullet in the term of solution. But it's just got to get done. I think it's something Americans got to decide. It's got to get done. It's not become an oil and gas industry anymore because it's really, you know, we'll put it on rail. We'll move it some other way. But I think it's a good project for America.
If you have any questions or comments for Ron Ness, you can give us a call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Scott in Minot, what's on your mind today for Ron Ness?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I was just listening to the program. And I'm just kind of wondering what percentage of the oil, of the million barrels that we ship out of here every day, is it, or per month, is that, what percentage is on a rail and what percentage is in a pipe?
Thanks, Scott. About somewhere around 70% of our oil is going out by rail right now. And when you look at all the oil trains across America on a daily basis, I think somewhere there about 73% of the rail that's being moved is Bakken crude oil. So, you know, the oil rail issue is somewhat a Bakken issue. And when there's going to be an incident, you know, unfortunately, it's probably going to be Bakken oil because that's 3/4 of the barrels moving. But as we see these oil plays and these oil shale plays across America expand, most of them are over the top of old infrastructure. So there's going to be a lot better opportunity to move your product to key markets. But I would suspect that you're going to see more oil by rail in other plays as well.
Scott, thanks for the phone call. If you want to weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Recently, I don't know if everyone saw this in the news, a couple pipeline projects, two slated for North Dakota, got canceled. The reason they were canceled from industry sources were the fact that they didn't have the downstream sales or they didn't have the enough commitments to fill up that pipeline. What's the status of those two projects? Is that something that's going to come back up again, Ron? Or is that, you know, for me, I'm a little saddened when I see some of these pipeline projects that don't go through for various reasons.
Well, to really get an understanding of how this works, is there are pipelines that are trucking companies. Pipeline companies are essentially transports. So they operate in the midstream just like the same way in the natural gas business where a oil producer produces the oil and at the end of their lease, they sell the oil or the gas to another company who comes and gets it and takes it away. So what happens though on a pipeline commitment project, they go out and they seek commitments from producers who say, I will commit to you, you know, 20,000 barrels of oil a day for the next 5 years. Well, the problem is those pipelines probably are going to markets where that producer is uncertain of the commodity price they're going to get.
Ron, we're up against a break. We'll let you finish that, and we'll get to Steve in South Central North Dakota when we come back. It's What's on Your Mind. We're talking with Ron Ness from North Dakota Petroleum Council. I'm Steve Bakken, and this is What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the buck and you want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have two heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service, free coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower, while they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. with this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities, and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zion, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're right. I'm Steve Bakken sitting in for Scott Hanna along with Todd Mitchell at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. If you have any questions or comments for Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, he's taking your calls and your questions. Kind enough to step into the studio for this hour. Steve in South Central North Dakota, you have a question for Ron Ness. What's on your mind today?
I do. Good morning, Ron. When do you think North Dakota will surpass Texas to become the number one producing state?
Steve, are you okay over there? He's got a bad wing, and he just...
Well, yeah, the shoulder... I leaned on the counter to reach over to turn your microphone on.
God, I thought we were going to lose him for a minute there.
I know.
That hurt a little bit.
Ouch.
Well, I'm supposed to be in the brace still. I kind of took it off to do radio, so...
You know, that's a great question. I actually don't believe we're ever going to surpass the Texas in oil production. Texas is an incredible geological area. It's huge in scope, but they have got the Permian Basin, which has been producing oil for over a century, and they're just beginning to use Bakken technology as they move back into the Permian. They've got like 350 rigs in the Permian Basin, or more than that even. And then they've got the Eagle Ford now, which has an oil window and has a liquid gas window. And, you know, the Eagle Ford is fastly approaching what we're doing in the Bakken. I think they have about 280 rigs in the Eagle Ford, being led by Bakken companies, by the way, like EOG, who really, developed a partial field, which was the first Bakken field here, Marathon, and others. So, huge resource in Texas. And the amazing part about it is that all of this, when it happens in Texas, it's right over the top of old infrastructure. So I was just reading something that, in the Eagle Ford, they're getting a little short on production, places to take their production. There's an old 300,000 barrel a day pipeline that they're going to put back in place, and boom, it'll be done. They'll be able to move that product right to the Houston area refineries in Galveston and that area. So they've got a tremendous advantage there on their ability to access quality markets. And of course, their labor issues and other. Now they're having some of the same growth challenges in those areas south of San Antonio that we're seeing, but everything's big in Texas. So,
Steve, thanks for the phone call. You were recently down in Houston at a conference. What is the sense of these other shale plays and how they stack up against the Bakken? We had a lead. Do we still have a lead?
Well, yeah, I do. You know, the Bakken is just a tremendous resource with various targets, and it's big and it's contiguous and it's all of these things. But what amazed me is how people have taken this technology and this concept now all across America. The new Albany Shale in Illinois had a booth, and it was just packed with people looking at this new Albany Shale. It's a thin type layered structure which horizontal drilling would work well in. Of course, they're having some pretty good success now in the Niobrara on the Colorado side of the border. And of course, Continental Resources has, done it again. They've developed a scoop down there in southwestern Oklahoma, and they've got as many rigs operating in the scoop, the south central Oklahoma oil play, as they have in the Bakken. And their production is going to ramp up quickly, and other companies are looking at that. And the Mississippi Lime in Kansas, and then you have the Utica in Ohio, and there's a north central Michigan play. A lot of these plays, the book's still going to be out, but what it's doing is it's generating, stimulating economic activity. They're going to develop some type of oil or gas. Maybe it's not as prolific as the Bakken, but it all matters certainly to those areas and those states and as a whole.
Daryl in Minot, quickly, what's on your mind today?
I was just wondering what kind of problems, since this regime is not energy friendly, what kind of problems you're having. And how are you able to deal with them? And is there anything the public can do to speed this up and keep our oil flowing?
Well, Daryl, we've only got about 7 minutes left, and I don't have
about a minute and a half.
Yeah, actually. Well, it's a tough question. The best thing that we have in North Dakota is our U.S. senators and our congressmen, I think, are fully engaged and are continuing to get these federal agencies. We've had a tremendous amount of turnover in federal agencies, and unfortunately, what that means when you have turnover in North Dakota on the federal agency levels, you get bureaucrats behind desks in Washington, D.C. driving policy and driving issue. And, it quite frankly is, kind of just a nightmare to try and weave your way through that federal process. So, in North Dakota, what we have to do is we have to use common sense like we've always done and We've seen a lot of new regulations. We've supported those regulations, but we have to continue to be cognizant of what else is out there in other states, but what just makes sense. And we've lost sight of that in Washington. I think we're not going on what's good for America, what's good for our economy, what's good for business or what's good for Americans anymore. It's kind of the policy of the day and what floats best in the wind.
Daryl, thanks for the phone call. Best way, vote. You know, vote for those jobs, vote for the energy, vote for what's good for North Dakota and America.
Well, and I would agree with certainly the vote, but the also thing is to affirm what our congressional delegation is doing on these issues and support them and our state policymakers and support those efforts.
Ron, we got about 25 seconds left. Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, that is coming up quicker than later.
Yeah, it's going to be great. As you know, we sold out our 300 booths left in about 4 minutes, and they're coming. Let's get that Civic Center built.
Excited for it. Excited to get the Civic Center built. Ron, thanks for coming in. I'm Steve Bakken sitting in for Scott Hennen, along with Todd Mitchell. This has been What's on Your Mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.